And good evening to another edition of Massive Match Day. Kind of a weird one this week, and we'll explain it before we get into it. As the main show was released the night before when we would normally record a match day, so the main show was released on Monday. We would normally record a match day the day before a crew match. We figured you probably had your fill of us, so instead of doing our normal preview for Crew Philly, we decided instead that this week we would do a preview of Copa America Centauro. Did I pronounce that right?
I really have no idea.
Yeah, I don't either. Copa America is coming up tomorrow, and there's a bunch of stuff going on. So we figured, my name is Matt Gosher, by the way, Chris Landis is with me, and we will kind of break down Copa America for you a little bit as best we can. Thank you so much to our sponsor, Old North Arcade. They have been our sponsor the entire season, and we genuinely appreciate their support. They are located in Old North, just north of Hudson on High. Get out there and check out all of their awesome arcade games that they have, also their great craft beer and craft cocktail selection, and tell them your friends at Massive Match Day and or the Massive Report, whatever you feel like. Tell them whoever, tell them whoever you want, as long as you tell them it's us sent you. So Chris, we're gonna run through the groups here real quick. We'll talk about each one of the groups, kind of get a vibe on it. Obviously matches kick off tomorrow, June 3rd. And the first match, the only match that's being played on June 3rd, is USA versus Colombia. That's in the Group A, USA being the hosts. USA, Colombia, Costa Rica, and Paraguay are the four teams in the first group. But let's focus in for just a second on that USA-Colombia game. It's at 9:30 tomorrow night, and I know a lot of bars around town will be showing it, including the sponsors of the main podcast, Hendox. We'll have it on all the TVs. Your thoughts on that match?
That's about as tough of a match for the USA as you could possibly get straight out of the gate. Colombia are really, really good. They showed it in the last World Cup. They're an improving team. They're not overly aged. They've got James Rodriguez, who is still in the ascendancy of his career. And, you know, all the talk this week has been about Jurgen Klinsmann, as always, whether or not he's the right guy for the U.S. national team, whether he's delivered on the promise that he was brought in under. And he's been talking a lot about wanting to get to the semifinal or the final of this tournament. And honestly, there's a very real chance that this team doesn't get out of the group stage. I put a call out for questions on Twitter today in front of the show, Ben Beachy. His question was, what is the reasonable expectation for this U.S. men's national team? Honestly, if they make it out of the group, I'm happy, because this is a very tough group, and this has not been a top-notch U.S. men's national team. Having to start off against Colombia puts you in a hole right away, because they're just going to walk over this whole group. And, you know, Costa Rica and Paraguay are not, you know, terrible teams. Costa Rica is a very good team. So, honestly, tomorrow night, if we don't get blown out, I'm kind of happy, you know?
I do recall a World Cup in 2010 where USA was slated to play England in the first game, and that was the storyline with that World Cup as well. So we could see some potential surprises here.
Yeah.
I hope we do.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of high hopes. Colombia is very, very good. Colombia... I don't know. It's hard to across the years do some sort of comparison like that.
But, yeah.
But what I'd like to see the U.S. team do versus what I think they'll do, what I'd like to see them do, is come in and kind of put a shock to the system. What I think they'll do is do their best, and hopefully their best is enough to get points.
Yeah, you know, you said comparing Colombia teams across the years. This is the best Colombia team that's been around since U.S. 94 with the team that was supposed to go so far, and, you know, all the two Escobars and that whole great documentary, and everyone knows the story by now. This really is a Colombia team that would be a contender in any tournament in the world. They showed it at the last World Cup. I think they'll continue to show it here and probably in the next World Cup. So, you know, people, as they are wont to do in the cybersphere or whatever you want to call it, are going to overreact when the USA gets stomped tomorrow. But they shouldn't. This is a very good team we're playing, and I honestly wouldn't be surprised to see Colombia walk away with the whole tournament.
My point there was comparing them to England.
Oh, comparing them to England.
England 2010. Oh. No, you're not comparing them to this. What I'm saying is just the kind of hype leading up to the match.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was my point on it, but yours is well taken as well.
Yeah.
The other two teams in the group, and we'll probably end up touching on them in future podcasts, but we have Costa Rica and Paraguay. Your thoughts?
Costa Rica, we know from CONCACAF, from qualifying, from Gold Cups, they're pretty good. You know, they are a team that has some old veterans, but also some young players. And they're my pick to get the second spot out of this group.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it'll be Colombia and Costa Rica. Ticos are, you know, capable of beating a lot of teams. I don't think they'll beat Colombia, but I could see Costa Rica getting the results to squeak through.
Okay. And then what about Paraguay?
Paraguay, I haven't seen Paraguay play a lot. I saw them play a couple of qualifiers. They're very unpredictable. They're 6-1, half a dozen of the other. My hope for teams like Paraguay in this tournament, the teams that no one really expects much, that don't have the high profile of a Brazil, of an Argentina, of a Uruguay, I'm hoping that they come to play. I hope they're not coming to set up and try to squeak out results, because I think that this tournament is a great chance for American soccer fans who maybe are only used to MLS or, you know, World Cups to see the South American style of soccer kind of in its own form. Obviously, with the North American teams, it kind of dilutes it. It's not a true Copa America. But it's really something different for kind of casual soccer fans, and I do a lot of work within that sphere. So I'm really kind of hoping that the best of South American soccer comes out, and I'm hoping that since there's no pressure on these smaller teams like Paraguay, that maybe they'll bring their A game instead of, you know, counterattacking.
Centenario is Spanish for giant payday, right?
I'm gonna go with yes.
Okay.
I did
I'm
not
just double
Spanish.
Checking. I'm just double checking. I didn't either. I took French.
Yeah.
So Group B, we'll touch on all four of these teams real quick. You have Haiti.
I am all aboard the Haiti bandwagon. They're going to get killed, but I love Haiti. I love the country of Haiti.
You're not hating on Haiti?
I have a Haiti soccer jersey that I'm probably going to bust out for this that I found
in
a thrift store.
I like that.
I have an unashamed, unabashed love of the country of Haiti, its people, its culture, and goddammit, I am all aboard. All
right, Peru.
Peru are another one of those teams like Uruguay where there's not a lot expected of them. They don't have the pedigree of a Uruguay, of a Brazil, of an Argentina. So, you know, they're kind of a dark horse, especially in this group. They, you know, if they get a result, obviously everyone's going to beat up on Haiti. But if they can pull off a result in one of the other games, they could cause some problems for the status quo.
I would like to see, we'll skip ahead just for a second here, Bolivia playing in Group D. I'd like to see the Bolivia Peru game so that we can reenact the Lake Titicaca derby, which I'm sure is a real thing. We'll go back into Brazil. Have you heard of these guys?
Yeah, they're a small up and coming soccer nation. Not much history, but no, Brazil. One of the favorites for the tournament.
Brazil's going to run away with the group.
Probably yes. They've had some trouble with injuries throughout camp. Kaká. Much to Alex Stanek's immense despair, had to pull out due to an injury. Get well soon, Alex. I still hate you. But Brazil are obviously always going to be favorites in a tournament like this. But this is a Brazil team that hasn't performed well in big tournaments recently. In World Cups, they've been disappointing. And it's a Brazil team that might be kind of still searching for its identity. That's always the big debate in Brazil amongst their media, amongst their fans. Do they try to play that free-flowing attacking game that won them so much in their heyday, or do they go more pragmatic, more defensive? Under Dunga, they did that a lot and tried to adapt to the modern world of football, and they haven't really found the right balance yet, so it'll be interesting to see if the pressure of being favorites once again gets to them. You know, that's one of the teams I was talking about that might have those nerves, and they might not show their best side.
They're always part of the conversation.
Oh, of course.
And then Ecuador.
Ecuador, they're kind of a sleeper pick. They are a good team. They've played fairly well in South American World Cup qualifying recently. Not a ton of star players. They've got Valencia from United. But they, you know, they could cause some results. And especially in South American qualifying, where anything can happen, anyone can beat anyone on any given day, depending on home field advantage. On neutral ground, they might be able to, as you said earlier, cause a shock to the system a little.
All right. Group C, Jamaica.
Another team we know from CONCACAF. They're not great. They're probably not going to do much in this one, but they'll be playing for pride. You know, they'll probably have a good contingent of fans out to these games.
They'll
be a team that'll probably come out and give it a go.
Jamaica, it's, you know, looking at them, and just the majority of the time when we see them, it's through CONCACAF qualifying, and they don't have that, you know, they don't have that with this, as it being a U.S.-hosted tournament, the home field advantage that they get when they're playing at the office, so that's going to be, you know, one of those things that you know, they'll overcome or they won't, one of the two. Venezuela.
Venezuela, I haven't seen much of, to be perfectly honest. I think I've seen one of their qualifiers, so I don't have a super in-depth informed opinion on them. But they're kind of in that category that I'm hoping they come out to play and, you know, just try to give a good showing for themselves. They don't make a lot of World Cups, so this is going to be their first exposure to a lot of the audience out there, and I hope they acquit themselves well.
Okay, Uruguay.
They are a really good team. Suarez is a question with his injury. I don't remember whether or not he's actually been ruled out or not. He's going to play, with air quotes around it, is what people have been saying. But Uruguay, they played well the last couple World Cups, and they've got to be considered favorites in the group, right? No, who else is in this group? It's
the other team that I wanted to get to that I was building up a dramatic pause for.
Dramatic pause for
Mexico.
That Mexico-Uruguay game might be the best game of the group stages.
And it's on the 5th.
Yeah,
It's early.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, it's on Sunday.
I'm actually going to be able to watch that one. All right.
Yeah, Sunday at 8.
Well, it's in prime time, and it'll be a prime time matchup.
Oh, God, yeah.
Mexico, I think, are really going to be looking to make this their tournament. As much as the U.S.-Mexico rivalry has always been a thing, you know, Dos Acero here in Columbus, we can't seem to beat them very often anywhere else in games that matter. Mexico haven't performed excellently on the biggest stage of the World Cup. So I think with this tournament, with the eyes of the world, they're really going to be looking to make a statement, because the Gold Cup, you know, no one outside of North America really cares about this. But even though it's a cash grab of a Copa, people are still going to be watching, people are still going to be caring. So I think Mexico are really going to come out with a chip on their shoulder and really try to take the game to everyone, including Uruguay. And I think that match could be the match of the first round, possibly match of the tournament.
All right. Four more to talk about. Group D here, Panama.
I don't know a ton about them.
They're a decent CONCACAF team, but I don't see them getting far with this group.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah, that's really all.
All right, Bolivia.
Bolivia are not super well known. They could cause a problem here or there. Not a whole lot to separate them from the pack, though. I don't see them doing much on the grand scheme of things in the tournament.
All right. Chile.
That's a team that can do some things in the grand scheme of things in the tournament. They're another one of those teams that not maybe having the biggest cachet with the casual fan. They've got some really good players. They play really attractive football. And, you know, they're up there with the teams that I expect to make some noise in this tournament. As much as I hate the guy, Alexis Sanchez is a really good footballer. He could cause some real problems.
All right, and the final team in the tournament, Argentina.
Argentina, sometimes countries won't send the big stars if it's not a super important tournament, you know, with the Olympics and whatnot. Some people were wondering, will the Messis be there for this tournament, even though it's a cash grab? Argentina sent everybody.
Yeah.
Messi will be here. Aguero will be here. Mascherano. The whole shebang. And they're going to have all the pressure in the world. I think they're more or less unanimous favorites to win the tournament.
Yeah.
But Argentina haven't really won anything recently. So even though it's a cash grab of a tournament, there's going to be a lot of pressure on them. And I'm interested to see how they cope with it, because I'm wondering how much of it is mental, because this golden generation they have is kind of running out of time. By the next World Cup, some of their key cogs are going to be getting a little older, maybe losing a step.
Yeah.
So
potentially retiring.
So I'm excited. I think they provide a lot of great matchups. Argentina-Chile is my other pick, you know, coin flip for best match of the first round.
And that's going to be on Monday.
That, it's glorious.
That's literally going to be right after we finish recording the 200th episode of Massive Report.
Great segue, Matt.
Yeah, I know. I know. See how I did that there? Come to Hendocks Monday. 200th episode of Massive Report.
It's going to be so star-studded that I will get like two words in the entire show.
No, you have to sit in the bathroom the entire time.
I have to sit. Okay.
Yeah.
I am going to fight Alex Stanek to the death, though, right?
Yes. Yeah. On the roof.
On the roof.
On the roof. And then I'm going to play hockey with Sam on the roof after that.
Sweet. Sounds good.
So we'll do some quick picks. We'll do some group picks.
Okay.
We'll just do group picks. We may do another Copa. We'll figure it out. We may do another Copa.
We can also
Copa
touch on the Euros.
Day. Yeah, we'll touch on the Euros as well. Maybe we'll talk about that next week. We'll do something. We'll do something for match day next week. But I want to figure out. So Group A, you give me your picks. I'll give you mine. Group A is USA, Colombia, Costa Rica, and Paraguay. Your thoughts?
Colombia and Costa Rica. I think USA might scrape out a win against Paraguay. More likely, they get a draw and they don't get any wins in the group.
I think Colombia wins it. I think USA takes second. I'm gonna be super bold and a big homer on this one. And
Sunshine
we'll
Brigade.
We'll see if it pans out. I don't know. We can beat Costa Rica, and we usually do in the U.S.
Yeah.
Paraguay, good team. But I think we have some opportunities there. I think that home cooking is gonna help us a lot in this tournament. As far as the group stage goes, I think once we get through, I don't think we're gonna beat Colombia. I would be shocked, surprised, and excited if we do.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's gonna happen. But I think that we can pull together enough to finish in second in the group.
I hope you're right, and I hope I'm wrong, but I don't see it.
Fair enough. Haiti, Peru, Brazil, and Ecuador.
I see Brazil and Ecuador. My poor Haiti is probably going to get waffle stomped repeatedly in this group. But I hope they score a goal. If Haiti score a goal, I'm going to be really, really excited. But yeah, Brazil are going to win the group. Ecuador are going to be right on their tails. I think Brazil will look a little nervy, but will do enough to take the group.
Despite my lengthy tenure on FIFA as the Peruvian national team coach, I'm going to have to agree with you and say Brazil and Ecuador on this one. All right, next group, Group C, Jamaica, Venezuela, Mexico, and Uruguay.
I'm legitimately excited thinking about that Mexico-Uruguay match. I think Uruguay takes it. I think Mexico give it a real fight. I can almost see each other canceling each other out rather in the match that they play head to head. So I could almost see it coming down to goal differential.
Yeah.
And I think Uruguay might just have a little more in the attack.
Yeah. Would I like to see Mexico Jamaica go through? Of course I would, because it would be funny. But no, Mexico Uruguay. That's what I got in that one as well. Group D, Panama, Bolivia, Argentina, and Chile.
I'm gonna go Chile and then Argentina. I think
really?
I think Chile might. I won't. Oh boy, I don't know. I'm not confident in this pick, as you can tell. I think Argentina might just feel the nerves. I think Chile might squeak them out in a close spot match, but I'm not confident in that pick at all.
I'm gonna be weird about this one, and I'm gonna go Argentina Bolivia.
Really?
Yeah, and we'll see what happens
because
it's a podcast and. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
So literally nothing to lose.
There are no bets on this.
We'll give it a shot. So thanks so much for joining me tonight, Chris.
One more thing. Isn't Nate married to a Colombian, and shouldn't we be praying for their marriage at this point?
No, actually, this has happened before.
Okay.
It'll happen again.
Okay.
Victoria is an amazing human being, and I'm actually the only part of this that I'm sad about is the fact that they didn't want to get a babysitter because it was so late for their children. Because watching I've watched many a Colombia match with Vic, and it is awesome.
Awesome.
Unfortunately, Nate and Vic will be watching the game from their home on Friday night because it's a bit too late and they're adults with children now.
Lame.
For real. Oh, my God.
Right.
Yes. Hashtag Nate Beckman and Victoria are awesome. That's all I got. Thank you so much to Old North Arcade for sponsoring our podcast. We'll be back in a couple weeks with more crew coverage. In the interim, we'll probably be talking some Copa, some Euro, that sort of stuff. So thanks for sticking with us. This, my friends, is another edition of Massive Match Day.